The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It is April 2nd, 2021. This is the Fightful SmackDown post-show. This was a SmackDown, and this was WrestleMania season, so you know what we're getting, and it's not much. Please leave a thumbs up. Please subscribe. Tap that bell for notifications. Also, how about this? Donate a super chat if you want that question or statement read on the air. Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. Today, I posted my Q&A show. Today, I broke news on accident about terms that were banned by promotional partners for last year's WrestleMania. That was going out next week. It came out today. It's on Fightful Select now. I just slammed my phone into the floor. Also, top talent meeting with Vince McMahon. Very upset about the Hurt Business split up. Call 1-900-909-9900. Actually, just subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. In addition to that, Fightful MMA podcast, Shaquille Majuri's 1-2 Punch, is now on Fightful Select. You get 7 shows a week and exclusive news every single day. Hot damn. Donate those super chats. Get them in. Jeremy Lambert's here. I didn't introduce him. What's up, Jeremy?
Everyone knows me. I'm always here, Sean. I'm always in the gym getting shots up. You know that. Can't kick me out of the gym. Got to kick me out of the gym because I don't just leave.
You are always here. You're always here. Always ready with a Z.
Yeah. Let's not get in trouble here. Let's not get in trouble. That's trademarked. I'm pretty sure.
You know what? We're about to pay the man a little inside scoop. By the way, FightfulMag.com. Jimmy Van came to me months ago and he said, I want to do a magazine. I said, I don't, but we're doing it anyway because he told me to. And I said, you know what? If you want to, we'll make it work. And boy, did we make it work. The first issue is out now digitally. This was sort of a proof of concept, so to speak, to show that we could do it. And it's got some really good stuff. Molly Bell wrote about Charlotte Flair. We did the mailbag. Joe Hulbert profiled Edge and Bianca Belair's road to WrestleMania. You got Matt Young talking about some indie stories. Taylor Hendricks profiles Taya Valkyrie. Showdown Joe Ferraro, who many of you know, he was there when we started Fightful, profiles George St. Pierre, a guy he spent a lot of time with. We take a look at pro wrestling on the NES. Jimmy Van's archived interview with Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. We've got a Where Are They Now with the Fabulous Rougeau Brothers. Jimmy looks at the story about a very rare 8-inch LJN prototype of Sergeant Slaughter. Brandon Thurston is there as well. And Alex Palowski's return to writing after like 3 years, looking at a dream match of John Cena, Conor McGregor, a WrestleMania dream match, so to speak. Check it out, FightfulMag.com. It is available digitally there as well as in our shop. But hey, if you're here, throw that thumbs up, subscribe. Get those super chats in. We got SmackDown to talk about, I guess. This was another show. If you watched 4 minutes of highlights, you'd be good.
I think that's generous. 4 minutes? That's a little bit generous.
If you see Logan Paul's face and then the last 2 minutes of SmackDown, you're all right.
Yeah, that's all you really need. If you've seen last week's SmackDown, you kind of saw this week's SmackDown.
Yeah.
Like, It was a show, you know, like the Edge promo. I thought the Edge promo was good.
I thought he delivered it well.
I'm gonna tell you, Sean, I've turned the corner on Edge. All right.
Really? He's not a little bitch anymore to you.
I mean, still a little bitch, but turn the corner on him. Cause here I bought his explanation for this. He basically, you know, he came back, he wanted to be this conquering hero and everything. And he saw Daniel Bryan kind of like get in his way and take his spotlight. And he realized, I can't be the conquering hero. That's just not who I am. I am a dick. I am an asshole. I am a little bitch. And so I got to fuck this man over and I got to take him out of this spot because that spot is mine. This all made sense. This tied together a lot of good stories for me, Sean. I was feeling this promo.
Please, somebody immediately clip Jeremy saying, I am a little bitch. And now they're going to do it to me, too, because I just said it.
Set yourself up for that one.
I did. I definitely did. So we'll get to that promo at the end of the show. Make sure you guys give us money because we're here. We are here right now on a Friday talking about this show with you. Nobody else is, it doesn't seem like, but we are. Alpha Academy and the Dirty Dogs defeated the Street Profits and the Mysterios, which answered the question, can they coexist? The question that we asked 2 weeks ago when this match happened the first time, and yeah, everybody did. This was a fine match.
Sure.
But I don't need to say this. I don't care. I do not care.
Who could possibly care? Like you said, we just saw this same match 2 weeks ago.
They trick me into thinking it's good because Montez Ford does a great flip dive over the top rope. Then I think, wait, he does that every time. And it always fools me. And I'm like, you know what? I like them, so this is probably good. Dominic did a tornado DDT. Wow. Learn a new move, Dominic. You're a 24-year-old man. Think of something else.
Wow. Why are you being so harsh on that? I know you hate kids, but I mean, come on. Come on, Sean.
This is how they get me. I want to like everything. I really do.
That's your problem.
That's where they get me.
Yeah.
So he does that pretty tornado DDT, and I'm like, oh, good stuff, Dominic. Then I think, I'm like, wait a second. He got me with that on Murphy, on Rollins. He does it every time. And then Montez flies over the top rope. Tope Kongiro, they call it now. We've been saying it wrong for decades. But I'm like, wait, he does that every time.
I'm pretty sure you can go back and rewatch the match from 2 weeks ago and watch this one side by side, and it's just like synced up. What if they just stole our bit, Sean, from the distraction where I just replayed Robert O'Neill's first corner three for this week? What if this was a replay of the match 2 weeks ago and we just didn't know? Like, it was just the same thing. I think that's what they actually did.
Is that what you did? Was he there live?
He was there live. Sean, tremendous storytelling on my part.
I mean, I realized that was a Young Rock review from the first episode. So I was like, how many times did The Rock find a crackhead in his car?
Sean, he was there live. I had everyone wear the same thing they wore for that episode and then just replayed that clip. I'm a fucking genius, Sean. We're building stories on the distraction. Super kicking myself and shit.
Ricardo Holt says, I want to like everything, hates it all. It's true, because I want to like everything. It's just when it sucks, it sucks. This was, as Jeremy said, play them side by side. It's the same thing. Otis got the win. I like Otis using the second rope. Splash. I mean, sure, Bull Dempsey ain't freaking using it anymore, so why not?
Wow, the Bull Dempsey.
He wasn't any good either. I mean,
they tried with him. They tried with him just like they're trying with Otis, and it's working out about the same for him.
They had a perfectly good Rhino just like existing around too. It's like you could use this guy who proved that he wasn't bad.
He couldn't do a second row splash though. They wanted to do spears and stuff. Yeah,
pile drivers off the second row. Lord, my God.
Rhino ruled.
Rob Reed said, I too have developed a hatred for zebras. That trailer was hysterical. What trailer? Which one?
The Sammy trailer.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
What trailer are you talking about?
Okay. For some reason, I had in my head, because quite frankly, Gisberto does a lot of like trailer stories for Fight Club. Yes. And they perform really well. Like, I'm always shocked. So for some reason, I had in my head that. Yeah.
Watch the product, Sean.
I know. Sami Zayn does bring Logan Paul out. Logan Paul, his delivery, I thought was really good.
I don't want to be nice about Logan Paul because I don't like Logan Paul, but like he was fine, and yeah, I thought his delivery was good in this segment.
His facial expressions were not. Sami, however, over the top, outstanding. He was really, really great. Hannah M says Sami Zayn for Dancing with the Stars. He was dancing to the music. I really, really did like that as well. And then he plays the trailer. And this is an honest-to-God documentary coming to – supposed to be the Peacock WWE Network, or it was. I was told it was going to be used for a video package. Just might have been it for all I know. But I know there were efforts to get this done. Like, part of me is like, man, why – of all the matches they could add Logan Paul to, I'm like, I guess this fits. It's just like I kind of just want to see Sami and Kevin not have to deal with this guy.
Yeah, I don't know what other match they could have added them to. Braun and Shane, maybe. Shane should have brought him in as like his douchebag friend, right? Like, look at me. I got Logan Paul. We're flying on jets and stuff.
They should have brought him in wearing a Mean Street Posse sweater and then never referred to him by as celebrity Jake Paul, just to drive Logan people Paul. Nuts. Or what? Who gives a shit, right? Who gives a shit?
You do, because you're yelling at people in the chat. Make sure you get the name right.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm not responsible for words that I say on the air.
Oh, is that how this works? You're just not responsible
me,
for words?
Me, yeah, me, no. Plus, I'm covering that damn fight, because Shaq's not going to be here. So I'm covering Triller Fight, which, I mean, honestly, their PR is better to me than AEW and WWE at this point. Dang. I'm more likely to get an interview with Jake Paul than I am Sonya Deville.
I can't wait for that fight. It's going to be such a disaster. I love disaster fights.
I'm going to do a watch along. It's going to be such a fantastic shit show. Yeah. Logan Paul says that Kevin Owens got to him and basically smartened him up. Owens rolls in, hits Zayn with a stunner, and then he like pushes Logan Paul. Paul, wait, do you think we're going to get the big Tyson KO? From one of them.
Wait, do you think Logan Paul is gonna knock out Sami Zayn? Is that what
maybe.
We're?
I think maybe.
Ooh. I was hoping that Kevin Owens would give Logan Paul a stunner. Like that's what I'm hoping for.
I think that should be the thing. I think Kevin Owens should like powerbomb every celebrity off stage.
Powerbomb off the ship is what should happen. I'm hoping for the stunner. We don't need Sami Zayn bumping for Logan Paul here. That segment was fine, but yeah, I don't need Logan Paul's involvement at all, even if he wasn't like horrible here. Just give me Sami and Kevin. The trailer was awesome, by the way.
The trailer was so good.
The trailer was tremendous. Sami Zayn was... I don't know when they filmed that stuff and when they pieced it together and whatnot, but Sami Zayn was tremendous as the conspiracy victim here. It was rated T for truth, Sean. Oh, facts God. Only. Just great stuff. WWE video production as well. Like, gotta give them credit on this, but just good stuff from them.
Speaking of good production, check out Robert D. Felice's interview with Gregory Iron. That is up now. I did one with Myron Reed this past Sunday of MLW. He's going to be a big name in the future of wrestling. And Gable Stevenson, who is also going to be a very big name in the world of wrestling. He's at the Olympic trials right now. On that Triple H call, Triple H was very aware of like Gable Stevenson's active schedule. He was like, oh no, he's at the trials right this second.
I think he knew when he was wrestling, who he was facing, the opponent's records and everything. Like
social security number, his mother's maiden name. Also spoke very highly of Rick Steiner's son. Boy, give me that stable. The Stevenson boys and Rick Steiner's son in the future. Everybody's talking about Parker Boudreaux. Now, I'm good.
You're talking about Parker Boudreaux. You got the Parker Boudreaux scoops.
Yeah, I get scoops on everybody, Jeremy. FightfulSelect.com.
I know that, but you're talking about him. That's yeah, why other people are talking about
people
him,
are act, people act like I, you don't know how many times I've had people say, "Do you think they'll fast track Parker?" And I'm like, "Whoa, whoa! He didn't know what a babyface and a heel was when they brought him in. Like the difference in like Gable Stevenson, Bobby Stevenson, and Bronson Rechsteiner are, I bet you, even though Bronson is a football player, I bet you his dad taught him how to wrestle, amateur wrestle, yeah. And the Shayna Baszlers of the world, Jessamine Duke, Marina Shafir, Ronda Rousey, Matt Riddle, these people that came over from MMA, they're doing break falls and side falls as part of wrestling class in general. Like they're learning how to fall as to not break their neck and to not break their shoulders and collarbones and stuff. They've got a lot of that already. So, I mean, they're so much further along than Parker Boudreaux is, yeah, all due
like
respect.
Brock Lesnar, Sean, you know, that's what matters. You just, no hooks.
Yeah, that's our site, that's for sure. No Bailey tonight. Mike JC says Bailey missing for a month makes me, he doesn't say anything, I assume, mad. I'd accept her and Carmella in the tag title picture just to get her on the show. She was the MVP for a while. Well, let's talk about that tag title situation because, quite frankly, I would not be that upset if they popped up night one, won that tag match, then won the tag titles night two. But you know they would immediately put the world title picture in there with those two girls? For sure.
That's fine. Put the world title picture with Bailey. Get back. What are we doing with Bailey?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
This is so sad, Sean. This is so sad. I hear Bailey on Renee's podcast, and you can tell she's very down about this. I don't know if you listen to this, Sean, but Renee's talking about all these the feuds you got going on. Bailey's like, "I don't have any going on. What are you talking about?" And he's like, "Oh, the feud with Michael Cole." It's like, "Oh yeah, that one. I'm trying to get that on WrestleMania. I'm not doing anything. What are we doing here?" Bailey is she carried the shows throughout the pandemic era. She's the longest reigning SmackDown Women's Champion. They put her over everybody last summer. Her and Sasha Banks beat everyone on the roster last summer, right? Am I wrong in saying that? Like, no. They beat everyone on that roster. And now, biggest show of the year, top season of the year. You can't find anything for this woman? Anything? Even if, like, your plans fell through, maybe you had something planned, then it fell through. Can you not come up with something for Bailey? Like, what are we doing?
Well, they don't really have anything for anybody else. For example, Shayna Baszler got pinned into like 40 seconds with a small package from Natalya. And then, oh man, this was a bad segment. This was a trash fire. This was a mess. Everybody like, the spots were late and it just wasn't good. It's like, it said live there. If they didn't tape this episode before next week's episode, they did themselves a disservice. This could have been fixed in post-production if they would have taped it. Like Nia missing the spot on Riot Squad and like having to wait on dives and Ruby having to back up into Shayna. It was not good.
Who did the front flip? Dana Brooke did the little front flip drop kick thing that looked not so good.
Oh, just, she came to a complete stop, yeah, then did the drop kick.
Yeah, it was just, man, this was rough. This was really, really rough. But, you know, get excited for this four-way women's tag team match on night one, and then the winners can go on to face Nia and Shayna, who lose a bunch. Like, dude, Shayna, by the way, poor Shayna Baszler.
Yeah,
she's losing in like 2 minutes. She has to lose in 2 minutes on Raw and then like come out 30 seconds later and be like, we've run over this entire division for the past few months. Like, you just lost in 2 minutes. And then she's losing in 10 seconds in this match. Just awful, awful, awful stuff.
This was abysmal. The only thing that I enjoyed was Carmella taking Billy's application at the end. But I would honestly just rather them pair the Iconics back up if they're doing this. And I know somebody will say, "Well, Sean, you wanted to make sense. They're split up." Well, it's a scripted show. They can change it all they want. Brandon Charles Powell says, "When's the last time Nia got pinned or tapped out?"
They're protecting her.
It was Reginald, wasn't it? or something. Yeah, why are they protecting of all people? It's so weird to me.
They're building that big Nia and Tamina match. Tamina and Natalya are going to win night one. And when they do that, Tamina and Nia stare down in front of the 25,000 at Raymond James, the crowd reaction, Sean.
Okay, another highlight of this, Tamina's new gear looks really good. You can tell she's working her ass off. Good for her. Ricardo Holt says, women's usage has sucked recently. Boy, has it ever. I mean, everybody usage has sucked lately, but it's really highlighted with the women because their usage is bad and they're not getting TV time to go with it. So it's like a complete absence. This has been the laziest build of WrestleMania I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yes.
Bar none. It is so bad.
They just tried to heat things up in like the final two or three weeks and that's it. And then they just run the same segment for the final two or three weeks to make it seem like they're doing something when they're really not.
Apollo,
you're very excited about this, Sean. I can tell. You're fired up about the SmackDown.
Man, Apollo Crews cut a promo out of 1987. This was so bad. So bad. Like, if I'm not saying he produced it, but if you put a gun to my head and said, you better pick the person who produced it, I'd be like, well, that's a Bruce Pritchard segment right there.
You're not excited for a Nigerian drum fight?
No.
What is a Nigerian drum fight? Do you know?
Well, I don't know. I assume it's just an ODQ match. And we got plenty of them already. Like, I don't know, man. And I'll tell you what, he has already had 6 intercontinental title shots since November. The only thing worse than 50-50 booking is 15-85 booking, where the 15 gets the title. This is bad. This promo was bad. The delivery was bad. The accent was even bad now. Like, this is beyond any... I had some hope for this when it started. I'm not looking forward to this whatsoever.
It's turned into parody, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's just complete parody. And this is why, when stuff like this happens and people talk about the things, it's just like, it's going to turn into just a comedy shtick. And that's why it's tough to take any of it serious. Like, I'm with you. I had hopes for Apollo. I thought it was going to be, you know, something cool, different that he could sink his teeth into, but like everything in WWE, it turns hokey, overproduced nonsense. And that's what it is. And that's why when people try to say, oh, WWE, they're telling real life story. It's scripted television show. Like, they don't care about this real life stuff. Like, they're just doing comedy, what they think is comedy and stuff. It's no different than a television show.
It is by far WWE of all the things I watch on a weekly basis. NXT UK, Impact, ROH, New Japan, AEW, MLW. WWE Raw and SmackDown, the very bottom of real life stories.
Yes.
Impact like kills people and puts zombies on the TV, and it's they do more. Ricardo Holtz's 3-week push for Apollo is over. Oh, he'll probably win the title at Mania.
Yeah, I think he's gonna get the title at Mania.
By the way, guys, next Monday I'll be here with Emily Heller talking NXT TakeOver. On Tuesday, I will be here with Steve and Larson of Going in Raw. We are previewing WrestleMania. Mike JC says, I don't know what a Nigerian drum fight is, but I'd much rather prefer Big E face someone who hasn't lost 7 matches in a row. He hasn't lost 7 matches in a row. He's lost 6 he hasn't won 6 intercontinental title matches in a row, meaning he's either lost, been DQ'd, double pinned. He's got some wins. Like, he beat Nakamura. Now, granted,
remember when they were pushing Shinsuke for like a week?
Yeah, he beat Nakamura the week after Nakamura beat him. Yeah. There was that. He beat Sami Zayn, and he's won some stuff here and there. Guys, please get these super chats in. It would help us a lot, make us seem like we didn't completely waste our evening.
He's beat a bunch of losers, Sean. That's what Apollo's done. He's beat a bunch of losers.
Yeah, and if you're tired of being a loser... And you're looking to, you know what? I'll just save it. I'll just save it for later.
I was about to eat my powdered donuts because you put the little.
Why are you eating powdered donuts on the air?
No, because you put the screen
you
over.
You got the
my
tasty
face.
Cakes? Those are trash, bro.
Great, honestly. They were on sale. Look, man.
There's a kind that look like the powder's painted on.
It's not great. When you put the screen over my face, yeah. I mute my mic and I like to eat my food. But you.
If you would like to achieve harder, stronger erections. If you're looking to slang your thing around like a drumstick, and I don't know what country, but, you know, Blue Chew. It's been a crazy year, guys. I feel like I've aged about 12 years myself, and maybe you're feeling your age more than you used to. Maybe you watched this show, and you said, you know what? I can't even conjure one up. Not after that episode of SmackDown. I want a different blue brand in my life. Well, BlueChew.com is here to help you. If you just got done watching a wrestling show that is so bad that you cannot achieve an erection, well, Blue Chew is a chewable. And it's an online prescription service. So no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships straight to your door in a discreet package. You'll be like, oh my gosh, after that show, no problem. I got you covered. BlueChew.com, code FIGHTFUL. Get your first shipment free. All you got to do is pay $5 shipping when you use that promo code FIGHTFUL. Your first month free? What a heckin' deal. Don't like swallowing pills? No problems here. BlueChew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Prepares and ships direct from the USA. So it gets to you quickly too. That way you can slang that thing. You won't be losing six straight. You'll be going the championship rounds. BlueChew.com, code FIGHTFUL. I mean, let's be real. You all might both be down for a 10 count when all is said and done. Might go to a no contest, but the people will remember it. And that's the important part. You're making moments here with BlueChew.com. Code FIGHTFUL, Jeremy.
I booked a 3-minute Ironman match between Abdul the Butcher and Missy Hyatt today, Sean.
Who won?
Abdul the Butcher. It got a 5-star rating.
So we got a super chat that says, I'll never forget where I was. Punk, Cena, Money in the Bank, TNA Unbreakable Triple Threat. And I'll never forget where I was for Abdullah versus Missy Hyatt, 5 stars. It says super sick Bud Ryan.
Our guy, Bud Ryan. 3-minute Ironman match.
I'm glad that you set that up because, I mean, hey, you know what? Quality over quantity, they say. And that's what we got on Fightful.com. This show sucks, Jeremy.
You are just feeling like death out here, Sean.
It's bad. God. It's so bad. I'm just because you know how many times have you know we heard the apologists say, let it play out. And I want to. I have to react to things as they happen. It's my job. But Justin Hopkins says, can't believe it's this bad before Mania, especially with people gonna be there this time. Well, they're probably sold out anyway.
Yeah, they doesn't matter if people want to be there. It's Mania. They haven't been to a WWE show in over a year. So they could have really thrown anything at them. And they're like, oh, let's go anyway. That's what they've done. They've thrown anything at you. And people are like, hey, let's go anyway.
Chris Rain says, here's money for watching SmackDown so I don't have to. I appreciate you, bud. I really do, Chris. Thank you. And Tremaine Perryman says, my first memory of wrestling I can remember is Big Show getting sprayed by Eddie with poop. And I was enamored. Now I can't even watch WWE programming anymore. I love that Tremaine as a child was like, wow. Oh, that's a great story.
He said, this man said that, like, I got into wrestling because a man was sprayed with poop. He watched this and was like, this seems cool. And he watches it nowadays and is like, this seems really stupid. Think about that for a second.
Well, it's
think about that.
It's no longer good shit, pal. Iowa just says, gentlemen, we can't be upset, though, because according to Stephanie, their data crunchers are telling them this is what we want. Fudge out of here. Okay, so somebody asked me, is this true on the Q&A show on Fightful Select today? I don't know if it's true. I've not. I know somebody in almost every department of WWE. I've yet to meet one of the data crunchers.
There's 60 and of them. There's only 60 of them,
though. It seems to me like she's just bullshitting and she's pretending, oh, look, we're giving you what you want because they don't have a crowd to tell different. And it's WWE definitely is definitely the kind of company that will still pipe in noise during WrestleMania.
Think about that, but they definitely yes. will. You think Stephanie McMahon would bullshit?
Yes.
Really? Stephanie? Mm-hmm. With her PR speak in every single interview where, like, no one calls her out on anything. I'm like, yeah, we give the people what they want. It's like, well, what about these declining ratings and the social media backlash and everything? Hashtag give divas a chance. Did you hear about this one, Sean? Give divas a chance. And they chanted, we want wrestling and this is wrestling and this is hope. You heard that story before, Sean?
Aubrey Duncan's at spare change because you watched this tonight. Brandon Charles Powell says, I need The Rock to come back and say, what in the blue hell is a Nigerian drum match? He's going to get all the crackheads out of his car at first. Mike New York says, imagine Omega on Austin's podcast challenging WWE champion. Is there any chance of that happening? Not a one. I get the feeling Vince probably forgot that Jericho was in AEW. What? Ah, I don't think we're going to see another AEW name on Broken Skull Stations.
Cody. I think Cody's going to do it.
Oh, my God. Somebody said, Sean, you forgot the Riot Squad is back. I didn't forget. It was just a terrible segment. What am I going to say? They ran in. Ruby had to back up to Shayna. They and Nia blew the spot there. It was not good. It wasn't their
Let me just say, bless the Riot Squad fans.
They're great. Right?
Yeah. You guys have been, I mean, the Riot Squad, they're great, but like the fans who have like held on to this notion that like they're going to get this push and they're going to do something with Liv and Ruby. You guys just keep holding out that hope. I'm praying for you myself. I'm a fan of the Riot Squad fans.
Yeah. Tremaine says, thanks for the roast, guys. All we can do now is hope for the day that Trips take control of the wrestling operations and resets everything. Not based on the NXT I've been watching the last
week. Wrestling.
Yeah.
Just bully this man right on out. Got bullied off a night. Somebody's going to bully him on the damn business. Get out of here, Paul.
Oh, Ted Turner is going to reemerge on Mondays. Get him out of here. Oh, boy. Okay. Raw or SmackDown. Whew, thank God it's not Raw. Baron Corbin cuts a promo about how expensive his watch is. Now he's going to beat up Drew McIntyre. Why doesn't the brand split mean anything right now? I'm okay with them throwing a bunch of people from Raw in this Battle Royal Friday. But, like, why do we need...
Because Lashley put it... He said anybody that wants to come collect on the trophy. And Corbin collected.
But, I mean, the tag titles situation. Like, Lana and Naomi... Why are they at SmackDown dressed to compete?
Always bring your gear, Sean. Always bring your gear. You know this. You're a seasoned pro. You know this.
Justice for Bailey, says Mike New York. Justin Hopkins says, got to keep hope for the Riots to actually get their push. They should have won the tag titles months ago. And then Dakota and Raquel probably should have beat them for the tag titles. Yeah. Oh, boy. People says Courtney brand invitational. Yeah, that thing. Oh, damn. Bianca cut, I thought, a pretty good promo backstage. That was one of the highlights of SmackDown. That's good. She's doing what she can to not make this terrible.
That was fine. I mean, she's about to go face Carmella. She did her best. I don't know. I feel bad for that match. I feel bad for those women. Just, it's tough. Tough spot having to carry Reginald for 5 weeks, you know, when you just got two of the most talented women in wrestling history right there at your fingertips. Got to throw Reginald in there for 5 weeks. It's tough, Sean.
I do like the booking of this match that happened. Carmella got her offense by attacking Bianca before the bell. I thought that was a good way to get the offense. Bianca comes back and wins. So I thought that was really smart booking. Bianca winning matches – It seems like a concept they should have went with a little bit earlier, right?
Come on, you can't. You just need her beaten by Reginald. Have her losing tag team matches. Have her get her distracted and rolled up and stuff. That'll get her over, man. Winning? No.
Oh, man.
I don't need this winning stuff, Sean.
So Sasha tries to attack Bianca, but Bianca's like, no. I like that. I'm all for that.
She learned. She knew Sasha Banks was a bitch who was going to try to backstab her again and was like, no, I'm ready for this one.
Oh, man. Rob Reed says that Bianca promo got me more invested in the entire 2 months they've had to build the match. Yes. And her actually winning. The Royal Rumble win and tonight were the only things. That was it. Man.
Ricardo, it's amazing that you just, win. Just have people win. Tough concept, I know.
Ricardo Holt says, ding dong, hello, where's Bailey? Oral sessions with Renee Paquette. Probably better than WWE would book her. Michael, if you want to send a super chat, include a question, I'll ask it based on that.
Well, the thing is, Sean, Renee booked her, so it's already better.
It's true.
Because WWE ain't booking her right now.
I think maybe this was Michael's super chat. He posted all the highlights from tonight's SmackDown right there. but seriously, Michael, just comment something and I'll see it here on the sidebar and we'll ask it. So by far the most super chatted thing we got was Seth Rollins' suit, Jeremy.
Everybody, I'm getting this over, Sean. I'm doing a better job than Seth Rollins getting Seth Rollins over. The glove, my guy, Seth Rollins wearing his Lover suit. This suit, it was the album cover of Lover, Sean. Seth Rollins is a Swiftie. I don't know if you've noticed this or if you know this. I've written an article about Seth Rollins being a Swiftie. He and Roman Reigns like to sing Shake It Off as car karaoke. Don't know if you know this, but
I didn't know.
There you go. Breaking news to you right there. So clear shout out to the GOAT, Taylor Swift, from the GOAT, Seth Rollins. This segment was great. Seth Rollins is killing it. My man, Seth, I was with you from the start, buddy. I saw the vision. I embraced the vision from the start, buddy. Me and you, Seth. Sean Ross Sapp got LASIK, still didn't see the vision. Me, glove.
Aaron Entertainment says, will Rollins get swung 37 times at WrestleMania? I think we're going to get a long swing. Yes. This promo wasn't a lot. It was Rollins saying, your unfulfilled potential. Cesaro saying, yeah, I guess. And then Rollins backing down. But the suit, Anakin says, those suits Graves and Rollins were a choice. El Milkman said, just donating a bit so we can get Jeremy that suit Rollins wore tonight. Podcast Wiz saying, totally digging the purple suit Seth had tonight. It was a good suit. I liked it.
Tremendous. He's been killing it every week with these suits. I know people with no taste like you don't understand what drip is, Sean, but I do. I've been there. I have the glove. Me and Seth, we knew it. I never doubted,
buddy,
my hero, my savior, my messiah.
I got sent a peacock hoodie, zip up hoodie for free. I know about style. Anakin JMT says, congrats to Denise for getting more work. Jeremy make takeover night 2 post show, just a ranking of tip. We're going to end that right there. Tremaine says, you're telling me that putting the NXT title on Charlotte and having her beat everybody and get nobody over didn't help NXT. They got a plan, Jeremy. It'll make sense in the summer.
Good for their growth. It's good for Triple H's growth that he did this.
Oh man, Seahawk burning.
Anakin, are you sending energy drinks, by the way? Because I gotta go to the grocery store tomorrow.
No.
And I need to know if I need to buy energy drinks or if you're going to send them. Because WrestleMania week starts Monday and your shipping usually sucks. So
yeah, don't worry,
they'll
be here by SummerSlam.
Oh, I was gonna say
he's
WrestleMania
for SummerSlam.
38.
Michael Bunch says, a gift for the both of you powering through this review and not going completely insane. Thank you, Michael. We appreciate you. We got a couple super chats about the New Japan, the IWGP title. New Japan just debuted a new title for New Japan Strong instead of just having the U.S. title be the Strong title. That is a little bit weird, isn't it? They consolidated a title and then just added another one?
Yeah.
Why?
Strange choice.
I don't
know. That new title's ugly, by the way. It's ugly.
Mike JC says, what's with the look of these new Japan belts and now a New Japan strong belt? Oof. Oh gosh. I'm going to look for it. If somebody would please tweet me a picture of it and I'll be able to see my notifications or DM it to me. My DMs are open. Don't get frisky, fellas. But I'll be able to show it on the air. Anakin says, you know how expensive they are on Amazon? Yes.
You suggested it.
He said it.
Yeah, we didn't say, you know, send us energy drinks. You said, I will send you guys energy drinks. Do your research or something before
he's
going to
send us those crappy little Mio energies or whatever they are.
5-hour energy shots or something. Anakin, you suggested it. This is a cop out. You say I blame stuff. Oh, it's not good.
Oh, man. No, I just saw the belt.
Put this on screen. I haven't seen it. I mean, I could look at Twitter, but
No. Wait for your. I want to.
Yeah. The live reaction.
Where is it? There's pictures of me burning fake money, but where's the belt? Let's see where we got here.
Oh boy, I'm excited.
Okay, it's real bad. I don't like it at all.
I mean, I don't like the IWGP heavyweight title. So
I don't either.
Can only imagine what this looks like.
Jimmy tried to compare the Fightful title to it, and I mean, I like the Fightful title. I mean,
yeah, I think it looks nice.
But here you go.
Oh boy, here we go. Big reveal.
Oh,
what is that?
It's uninspired, is what. Yeah, it is.
It's very like bland.
Yeah, I mean, it's a plate with just New Japan Strong.
Yeah, it's very bland.
This was the point of a U.S. expansion and that title. Okay, guys. Hey, I got the picture. I appreciate that 10 of you just sent it to me. I really do. But I got it. Thank you, Ray. Thank you, Luis. You know what? To be fair, Luis, Ray, and Anakin are probably the three most helpful people. But
it's not, I will say this, like, it's not as bad as you were making out to be with your reaction. It's just very, like,
it's just boring. So uninspired. Yeah. It's like, okay. Well, Edge came out and he's like, you all turn me back to the old me.
Y'all know me. It's not the same old G, but I've been low key.
Let's stop that. Stop that. Okay. Ricardo Holt says, or actually Podcast Wiz says, looks like Edge got that Just for Men going on. I didn't pay much attention to it. Did you?
His hair? No, I don't care about his hair. He likes to do this with his hair. He likes to go.
Oh, I've got a meme of that too that I use an awful lot. I'll pull that up. But Edge said that they like made him go back to the rated R superstar. This, I mean, I thought was a pretty good promo, but to me, it's a condemnation to the fact that WWE, even with their canned audience, literally no audience, can't book a baby face to stay over. They don't know how to book likable people, which I think is pretty exemplary of what they got going on.
Daniel Bryan is the only person that you like in this company. Everyone else is just, they're just goofs. Bryan and Owens, that's like it. I like Kevin Owens. I like Daniel Bryan. Everyone else, these baby faces that they supposedly have. There we go. There's my guy. Yeah.
he looks like Ren from Ren and Stimpy right there.
He likes doing that, man. He likes doing that.
Yeah, man.
I don't know how to book baby face. He was getting booed. The Thunderdome was booing him.
Yeah. So it's more interesting than whatever they've been doing with him. Sure.
I like the promo. I told you. He kind of sold me on like his reasoning and stuff. I don't think this is their actual plan. I think that Edge is just kind of good at like filling in some gaps here. So I'll give him credit for that. But I got his reasoning of, you know, this like babyface shit just ain't working for me. And I kind of figured that out when here comes an actual babyface named Daniel Bryan. And I got to be like a heel. That's what I'm best at. And so that's the guy that you're going to get. Was this their plan? Probably not. They probably want to have this big Edge, you know, comeback story highlighted at Mania. And then Bryan does what Bryan does and be like, oh, yeah, people like this Daniel Bryan guy. Maybe we should like do something with him.
So Edge is ringside for commentary for Jey Uso's match against Daniel Bryan. Now, I'm not implying that Jey Uso should beat Daniel Bryan. He shouldn't. he needs to beat somebody soon, because them doing the, oh, he's main event Jey Uso because he main evented a show 6 months ago.
He's a dork.
I was like, come on. He's lost every match in forever. He doesn't need to win tonight. This was a fine match. He used weapons a lot, and I loved Daniel Bryan beating Jey Uso up right in front of Edge. Like, I'm going to do this to you. And quite frankly, he can. He can do all that same shit at WrestleMania because it's a triple threat match. I liked the match. I liked the use of the chain as well. But it's like, okay, I'm done seeing Jey Uso compete in the main event of SmackDown right now. I don't need it anymore.
Well, his main event, Jey Uso, though.
He's going to main event next week.
Yeah, that's Andre. Where he's going to be. He's got to be in the main event. Yeah, like, poor Jey Uso. Guy's doing, like, good work and everything, but just a dork. Just an absolute dork in this role. And I still want Reigns to be like, dude, you failed me. How much have you failed me, like, in these past couple of months? Like, why? Why am I carrying you? Like, wouldn't Roman Reigns see Jey Uso as dead weight? Wouldn't this version of Roman Reigns just be like, dude, you're just useless to me. You're not doing anything correctly. Get out of here. Like, you're done. Instead, Roman just, like, accepts this, I guess. I don't know. This thing, it's been missing for me. It's been missing for me, the Reigns-Uso stuff.
Yep. Yep. Afterwards, Daniel Bryan beat the living shit out of everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. Edge, Reigns. That was very cool.
Yeah. I like Bryan just getting fired up and going. The only thing that was missing from this was they needed the choo-choo train as Bryan ran around the ring and attacked everyone. Big fan of fired up Daniel Bryan just going after everybody. I liked, you know, he got the yes lock on Roman. Roman did not Morse code out there. He passed out. I like that, you know. Don't have the man. I get Fastlane to tell the story. You want him to tap out and everything so you can get Bryan in the match. Don't make that a habit of, hey, let me tap out yeah, type deal. So I like that he did not tap out.
I like that. I thought this was a really good close to the show. But if you saw this, you saw the Bianca promo, you saw Jake Paul's face up there because he's Logan. A celebrity. Huh?
Logan Paul.
Well, I don't give a shit.
How many times are you going to screw this up, Sean?
I don't care. I wish it was Aaron Paul. That'd be great.
He dunked on Shaq.
Aaron Paul?
That's Aaron Carter.
Oh, Aaron Carter. Aaron Paul's way better than all of them. Rob Reed says, historical, a heel turn. Edge has to cut a you people promo. We haven't seen those this year. The Carmella turn was about it. Actually, I just read that. Tremaine says, when's the live sex show? You know what? If they wanted to get ratings up, I'm pretty sure that Beth Phoenix would not be cool with that whatsoever.
I don't want to be Edge. It might be Corey and Carmella the way he was reacting.
You know what? There you go. Ray Callahan says Anakin's finishing move is the bait and switch. And Anakin says, sorry, not spending $80 to send energy drinks. Don't. You. It would cost you less. Where do you live, Anakin? Just drive him here.
Yeah.
We live in neighboring states now. Me, Jeremy, and I.
You suggested it, Anakin. What are we doing? What are we doing? Terrible. Yeah. Terrible.
Tremaine says, not really mad with the New Japan belt. Kota Ibushi looks good in anything. Yeah, I mean, that's sure. Yeah.
Wait till it's not on Kota Ibushi, though.
Yeah. VR Too Lazy says, I hope Liv Morgan wins the Money in the Bank match. Yeah. I really, really hope so.
Praying for my Liv and Ruby stands out there.
Matt J. Hendricks says, Ozzy Osbourne featured in the Hall of Fame commercial. Is he getting inducted? I did not see that whatsoever.
Really? I saw that and I was like, huh? This is weird. I mean, maybe they'll announce it, but like it's taped and stuff. And
what did he do? WWE.
He was a guest host one time, I'm sure.
Yeah. Anakin says Michigan and Kentucky are – that's an easy drive then. It will cost you less to drive from Michigan down through Cleveland or near Cleveland to – I'll meet you in Lexington. You bring me 3 crates of energy drinks. You drive home. That's less than $80 in gas right there.
Gas is pretty cheap too.
Yeah. Never been lower. So next week is the WrestleMania SmackDown. I do not like them putting the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal on here. And I saw some nerd saying, you'd be the first to complain if it was on the show. No, I wouldn't. I fucking love battle royals. I'm a sucker for them. And they say, it doesn't mean anything. Oh, well, let me fix this booking for you, Jeremy. Make it mean something. Hot damn, I'm a genius. I'm a miracle worker. I've done it.
Dude, next week's post-show reviews is going to be like, you won the battle royal. Cool.
That's going to be half the show.
Yeah, it looks nice next to the trophy, you know.
The tag match is going to be 30 minutes. Yeah. So you got the four-way tag title match, not on WrestleMania. And I, somebody said, and I'm not trying to single you out, but they're like, oh, well, they get their own spot now. Huh, bro? The Hurt Business, Mustafa Ali, Retribution, these groups took up some time this year, and they're thrown in there, and it's not on WrestleMania.
I hope Bayley wins the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Just have her toss everybody.
Me too. Last eliminating Michael Cole.
Yeah. That'll make it mean something.
But legitimately, make it for an IC or US title match or something like that.
They've already got those matches booked, Sean. They're already booked on Mania.
I mean, not for Mania, just in the future.
They'll forget that. Christian still owed an IC title match. They'll forget these things.
But so many of these people, if their WrestleMania paydays and their WrestleMania appearances were sacrificed so that Hulk Hogan can get the first pop, that will be annoying, because here's a little secret, guys. One of them could have been on night 2 of WrestleMania. Also, WrestleMania 30 and 32 at the Battle Royal during the show. Ugh. Mike C.
WrestleMania SmackDown, Sean. WrestleMania
Mike
SmackDown.
JC says, Ozzy walked out, British Bulldogs at Mania 2.
There you go.
Lemmy should be in. Yes, Lemmy should be in.
He'll go in when Paul has the pencil.
Nerd Guru says, missed SD, but got to support the goats of Fightful. Hey, here we are. Did I run down what Alex Palowski is doing on Tuesdays? Did I mention that at the top of the show?
You mentioned a lot of things. You didn't tell me what I'm doing. I got a new gig that pays nothing extra.
What is it?
Me and Denise, we're taking over Takeover. Oh, yeah.
You already had that gig.
Yeah, because you messaged me two days before and was like, hey, I think there's an NXT media call. Do you want to host the Takeover show?
Yeah, I do that every single time. I forget that I'm going to be on NXT media calls and I can't do the post show. So some housekeeping here. Starting the Tuesday after WrestleMania, it is Tuesday, April 13th at 10:10 Eastern, every Tuesday after NXT, free on YouTube.com/Fightful. It is Alex's Sour Graps NXT review. His show on Fightful Select is probably the most popular show that we have. And it's a solo show. It goes at a much different pace. But he's going to be reading your super chats and doing all that. And that will lead into his Raw review on Fightful Select. So come check it out every single week. Then on Wednesdays, we are moving the Wednesday review up from 10:30 to 10:10 because we now no longer have to catch up on two shows. Myself and Robert DeFelice will host the post AEW show. Alex has indicated that he'll be around more often than not, but I've given him sort of like an open door policy there. He's got a kid. He's got a kid. But even beyond that, we have nailed down Denise Hollywood Salcedo to do all of our WWE post show, our WWE pay per view post show stuff. So every pay per view that WWE does, Denise will be here with me doing those reviews. After every NXT pay per view, she'll be here with Jeremy Lambert because I'll be on those media calls. And that's not it. The big four Impact pay per views. Rebellion, Hard to Kill, Slammiversary, Bound for Glory, the ones that are on traditional pay-per-view. Myself, Steven Jensen, we already do those. Denise is joining us for those. Oh, and how about this? If you're really liking Impact Wrestling, we constantly have people say, do more Impact Wrestling coverage. She's going to be doing post shows after the monthly specials, like Sacrifice, Hardcore Justice, all that stuff, which, quite frankly, are usually better than their standalone pay-per-views. They always have some stuff happening on it. There was one that had like three title changes recently. Denise will be here on those as well. I've told her she can do them solo or have a co-host. So please send super chats, guys, because Denise is not cheap to pay. She treated me like she was Suge Knight and I was Vanilla Ice and just hung me over a balcony. I'm financing Death Row right now.
That's what I got to do. Is that how you get money around here?
I gave you, you got pay-per-view points on Twitch.
Pay-per-view points on Twitch. And pay-per-view points on the takeovers, because they're going to go up with Denise. I've been carrying these rotating cast of Brits and stuff.
Got to get those views up. We got a bunch of super chats, though. Hey, we're close to a 200 goal. If you guys submit like $5 more, that'd be great, because nobody's watching this show. Gucci825 says Jericho and Broken Skull Sessions. Can't wait to see Tony Khan paid ads on Raw and SmackDown. I would be very excited to see those. Those would be really entertaining.
And he's going to bully Paul out of that position and get them paid ads on Raw and SmackDown.
They'd be very funny. I would like to see Vince do paid ads on AEW. Tremaine says, been watching for a few months. So glad to finally contribute. Thanks for a good time and a good laugh, guys. Oh, thank you for a good laugh. And I appreciate all the super chats. I really do. This stuff helps us incredibly. Nick says, the Battle Royal being on SmackDown makes sense. As we learned this week, WWE thinks a lead-in begins the day before.
The 24-hour lead-in. The distraction is a lead-in to SmackDown, Sean.
Yes. You don't know that? Oh, that popped me. Bezo Banks says that celebrity wing means nothing without Cyndi Lauper. It is criminal that she was not inducted in New York.
Yeah.
How do you do this? That's so dumb.
Because they don't know what they're doing.
No, they don't. Matt J. Hendricks says Sean Waltman confirms Hall of Fame will not feature inductors. Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
That's really
probably for the best.
I mean
they cut the speeches. Bellas were like, oh, I thought we were getting 15. They're like, no, you're getting 5.
Heard there's some good stuff in that speech, though. Ray Catlin said 13 straight days of wrestling star. I mean, I love my job. It's really the best job. Jeremy, you've been at the point where I've been where you're like, should I just do something else? Then you think about it and you're like, I'd probably just go and review some wrestling for shits and gigs anyway. So might as well get paid for it.
I 100% would not review it for really? Shits and giggles. No, not after this. Look, okay. I love this business, Sean, but like, I can't stand wrestling. Love this business. Can't actually stand wrestling.
Which Don't business? Pull. Wrestling or wrestling news?
Wrestling news.
Okay.
I love that business. I love, you know, I love being me. I'm great. I'm fucking awesome. But like, actually watching this wrestling, Joel Pearl is like, hey, you want to watch something tonight on Twitch? And I was like,
do Impact watch alongs. No, Joel.
Watch some wrestling tonight. No, Joel, the last thing I want to do is watch more wrestling at 11:30 after watching wrestling and having, as someone said, 13 days of wrestling coming up. I don't want to watch any wrestling.
Thank you, Chris Greenlee, for your support the cause. Nerd Guru says, I'm sure I'm late to the party, but Vince being so nonchalant about the Jericho thing is generally one of the most shocking things I've seen recently. Now, I've seen some stupid things on Facebook, like, you can tell Vince is not worried about AEW. And I'm like, yeah, but that's why he's offering Scott Dawson $850,000 a year, bud. That's why that's happening. That's why they were hoarding talent heavily. Anakin JMT says, here's $5. Jeremy,
how I didn't finish it. Don't spoil it. No, I got like an hour. It's a 3-hour show.
I was going to say, I heard that it went like forever.
Yeah. 3-hour show. I'm 2 hours into it. I'm sure I'll finish it tonight as I book my TNA 04 save as well.
Guys, I got some interviews coming up next week. I did an interview with Brian Myers. It will drop Monday ahead of Figure Wrestling Federation Live. I'm going to interview Gallows. There's so much stuff to talk to him about. I've interviewed him like 4 times this year, but same with EC3. That one dropped recently, but that Hawkins interview, that Brian Myers interview, there's some really good stuff in there about Vince McMahon specifically. So you guys are going to want to check that out. Ricardo Holt loves us. Well, we love you too. Thank you all so much, because nobody watched this show, either SmackDown or our review, but you guys made it worth it. And we appreciate all of you. Jeremy, tell the people what you got going on this weekend.
I ain't doing nothing this weekend, Sean. You ain't hearing from me this weekend. I got stories that are already scheduled. I got some fun stories, I think, for people that you won't see anywhere else on the main site. Twitch in like 20 minutes or so. I don't know what we're doing. Joel Pearl wants me to watch wrestling.
Play Excite Bike.
Excite Bike. Oh man, I like playing that with that's on the Switch. The EP likes playing that as well. So I might play some Excite Bike now. I'm gonna probably play some like NHL hits or something. Just like hitting people. You know, it's been a long week. Fair. I just want to like smash into some people. Switch.tv/Fightful Gaming. You know, go there, subscribe, leave some bits and stuff.
Yeah.
Sean gets all this money.
What is it?
That cash. All right.
Jeremy does directly. I don't directly profit from anything on Fightful.
Neither do I.
Yeah, you do. You're lying to the people. Jeremy and co. Get a big
Sean,
cut.
Sean, you got the best starting five in wrestling media history. All right.
Yeah.
You know
Sean,
that, right?
Sean.
Wow. Wow.
Look, there you go. I can't believe we made this show stretch out into an hour.
We're good at this.
We're very good at this. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.